Vermont's oldest independent dairy cooperative may not last much longer. At the end of this month, members of the 100-year-old St. Albans Cooperative Creamery will vote on whether to become part of the nation's largest dairy co-op, Kansas-based Dairy Farmers of America. Later this morning, the Senate Agriculture Committee will be holding a hearing on the proposal. VPR's John Dillon has also been digging into the deal, talking to farmers and reviewing the financial documents that outline the merger plan. And while many consider the merger likely, it's clear farmers are being asked to vote without knowing the full financial impact of their decision.
The parking lot at McDermott's Trucking Depot in Irisburg is jammed with pickup trucks. The co-op owns McDermott's, which hauls milk for its members, so it's using this Northeast Kingdom location for one of five regional meetings to discuss the pending deal. Co-op officials closed the meeting to the media, but Ted Taft, who milks about 340 cows in Charleston, just parked his rig, and I catch him on his way in.
It's too bad the co-op's not making it, but it's the way it goes, and it's costing us money.
Like most St. Albans members, Taft has one overriding question about the deal. What happens to his equity, his ownership stake in the co-op, once it's absorbed by Dairy Farmers of America?
It's a matter of whether we're going to retain our equity or, you know, how much equity we might lose, that's all.
The co-op mailed a thick information packet to members detailing the potential benefits and risk of the deal. VPR obtained a copy, and it says the amount of members' equity will be determined after the vote happens, when the co-op's books are audited and its book value determined. Taft says it's tough to vote on something without knowing exactly how much it's worth to him.
They've got to know almost to the penny right now. And so I'm going to assume that, yeah, right down to the last penny may not, you know, may come at a later date, but they've got to know basically what the deal is right now. They've got to. If they want people to vote on something, they've got to have something fairly concrete.
Sarah Booten, an organic farmer and St. Albans member from Newport Center, has similar concerns.
And I want to know what's going to happen if they do the merger and becoming a DFA member, and what that would do with my equity that I've been paying in and the benefits of the co-op so far and how that would go on.
Other questions concern DFA's own finances. The Kansas-based co-op is heavily leveraged. It's borrowed heavily in recent years to acquire other dairy and non-dairy companies. In November, Moody's financial rating agency cited the growing debt, including new unsecured loans totaling over $1 billion, when it slightly downgraded the co-op's credit rating. However, Moody says DFA has plenty of cash on hand and should reduce its debt load over the next 18 months. Closer to the farmer's own pockets is DFA's plan to increase the amount it deducts from members' milk checks to add capital to the co-op. That requirement will also extend to St. Albans farmers if they join DFA. Peter Harden is owner and editor of The Milkweed, a Wisconsin-based newspaper known for its investigative reporting of the dairy industry.
DFA sent out a letter to its members announcing that the members' equity requirements under the co-op's capital plan will be doubled.
Harden is also mystified that St. Albans management has asked farmers to vote on the deal without specifying how much of their equity will be preserved.
You know, folks I talk with on that subject who are knowledgeable about dairy co-op mergers are incredulous that the St. Albans members would be expected to vote on the issue without having a pretty clear idea of what equities they will carry into DFA. Basically, I'd say the St. Albans co-op members are voting with blinders on.
St. Albans CEO Leon Bertheum says there's a good reason that exact equity amount won't be known until after the vote. He says that will be based on the co-op's net book value, both its assets and its liabilities, at the time the deal is closed.
And so until we finish, you know, what are current year operating results, as well as what are the costs associated with this overall transaction, we won't really know the full net book value until such time. But again, the majority of the membership's equity will transfer.
Bertheum says co-op farmers will also have to cover some losses from earlier years.
That will need to be addressed prior to the close of this transaction, which will be allocated to all of the members.
St. Albans' financial situation gets to a big reason why this merger seems inevitable to many farmers and experts. The co-op owns a processing plant that needs upgrading. Bertheum says without a merger, the co-op would have to tap its farmers, already struggling with years of low milk prices, to pay for the investments. In a financial packet mailed to farmers, DFA does not directly commit to invest in the St. Albans plant, but it does say it will do so based on, quote, business and operational needs at the discretion of DFA. Andrew Novakovich is a dairy economist at Cornell University. He says St. Albans succeeded for decades as a small local co-op, but that may no longer work in today's era of low prices, declining sales, and consolidation.
St. Albans, I think, is now finding that a model that worked for them really very well for a long time is now feeling too confining, and that they have to be able to find capital from more places than just Northern Vermont farms.
After a few hours behind closed doors in Irisburg, farmers have started to leave the St. Albans meeting. St. Johnsbury farmer Howard Bennett has a few terse words as he heads back to his truck.
Basically, it looks to me like you're getting a place to market your milk and you're giving them a company. That's my opinion.
But Ted Taft, the farmer we met in the beginning, is more upbeat. He thinks most of his hard-earned equity will be preserved after the deal is done.
I think it's probably safer going forward with DFA than it would be staying in St. Albans. So I guess it's, I guess I'm pretty confident they're doing the right thing.
Taft and other St. Albans members will vote on a deal at the end of the month. A two-thirds vote of those attending the meeting is required for approval. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.